And what did Lars think Bigu hid inside that glass vial?
Probably not the actual De Blanchefort secret, but Lars firmly believed Marie's grave held the key to the secret.
He was beginning to understand, which is why the book was so important.
She nodded. Saunière stripped Marie de Blanchefort's grave of all the letters and symbols. They were chipped away. Unbeknownst to him, there was a sketch of the marker that survived, drawn by Eugène Stublein. Lars learned of that drawing, but couldn't find a copy of the book.
And Lars thought all this leads to a treasure?
He believes Saunière deciphered the message Abbé Bigu left behind and found the Templar hiding place, telling only his mistress. And she died without telling anyone.
He considered what she'd said. So Lars was following Saunière's tracks, just as Saunière followed Bigu.
She nodded. And it seems someone else is following those same tracks.
He surveyed the room again. Something at the front door caught his attention. He walked over and lifted half a dozen envelopes from a pile of mail on the floor. Stephanie came close.
"Let me see that one," she said.
He handed her a taupe-colored envelope with black script.
The note included with Lars's journal was on that color paper, and the writing looked similar.
She found the page in her bag and compared the script.
"It's identical," she said.
He tore open the envelope. 9 sheets of paper came out. On one was a penned message, the ink and writing the same as Stephanie had received.
"She will come. Be forgiving. You have long searched and deserve to see. Together, it may be possible. In Avignon, find Claridon. He can point the way. But prends garde, l'ingénieur."
He read the last line again. "Beware the engineer. What does that mean?"
"Good question."
"No mention in the journal of any engineer?"
"Not a word."
He examined the 8 other pieces of paper. "These are from Lars's journal, the missing pages. Scoville never received these. They came too late."
"Ernst was murdered, Cotton. There's no doubt."
He concurred, but something else bothered him. He crept to one of the windows and carefully peered past the shears.
"We need to go to Avignon," she said.
He agreed, but as he focused out at the empty street and caught a glimpse of what he knew would be there, he said, "After we tend to one other matter."